Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion dollar criminal empire. Every suspicious text you ignore masks a huge network of compounds where thousands are held captive and forced to scam others under the threat of death. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the depths of an Atlanta forest, a clash between activists and authorities ends in tragedy. I'm Matthew Scherr, and on my new podcast, We Came to the Forest, we expose the hidden truths behind a shootout that left one activist dead and countless lives forever changed. Binge all episodes of We Came to the Forest ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Forgive my exuberant mood, but we're officially out of the season between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day on your Earth calendar, where your primitive moral code prevents you from breaking up with someone, meaning all sorts of emotional upheavals could happen at any moment. It's sort of a purge light. Anyway, if you're in a rocky relationship, and who hasn't been, do not answer that phone, open that door, go near windows, read messages wrapped around bird legs. Basically, you're in lockdown mode until November 15th. But we are here for you, as you now have plenty of time to hear the show critics describe as, "Please stop emailing me, I'm a restaurant critic." Well, I guess it doesn't take a village. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and 11 and a half months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast, recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, fuck me, Arnie. I'm sorry.
Great new catchphrase.
No. It's just, I'm sorry.
Fuck me, baby.
Now's not the time. I'm a little upset.
What's wrong? Oh, no, I'm so sorry. No,
it's fine. You couldn't possibly know. I've just been crying into my mead for the last hour.
No. I didn't expect sincerity.
No, but you've been talking about yourself. No, buddy, you've been talking about yourself, so you haven't had time to notice.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. What's going on with you, bud? I'm 100% here for you right now.
It's just, here, let me show
you. I am also
you.
Recording. I'm recording, though, just so you should probably know that. This is going to be
you.
A new episode.
Thank you for your honesty. It's just, I received this parcel in the mail today. Let me unwrap it for you here. It's, as you can see, it's a piece of shell. I don't know if it's a piece of Eggy Baby or just someone bluffing, but I think someone's trying to send me a message. And I know that Bubble Fat, the lonesome bounty hunter, had last time I knew, that's who had Eggy Baby, but, you know, I lost the sort of breadcrumb trail, so I don't know where Eggy Baby is now.
The way you lost the what's this now?
The breadcrumb trail?
Did I miss an episode? The breadcrumb trail.
Arnie, I don't have time to explain everything to you, okay?
Okay, yeah. I guess I don't want to know what that is.
Good, that's fine. It's just, I'm sorry, I'm just a little out of sorts. I want to make sure my child's okay. And, you know, at some point I just have to go looking for him. You know, I have to hit the road. I don't know if I have to take a week or a year off the podcast, but I just have to find Eggy Baby.
Take as many episodes away from the podcast as you need, buddy. Okay.
Interesting. Okay, good to know.
Speaking of which, my other co-host is on his deathbed. Not really. He's just pretending. But still, he's going to be gone soon. Chunt is going to be going off on his own quest as soon. And this podcast is just going to be all me all the time. My other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I was Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, known to the Elves as Fiang Alak, known to the Dwarves as Zonin and Hook Stangjis, and known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. But now, light begins to fade, and soon I shall expire. And Chunt, dear Chunt,
yeah?
Have you tried following the Yellow Jizz Road?
It's funny that you said that, Usador, because I feel like as you're dying, your voice makes me think like you could use some courage.
I don't need any courage. I got plenty of courage.
You're lying. Usador, I did have a question for you, and I just thought of it now.
Oh, what?
When you're in the Northeast talking to an elf, do they call you Gaswinus Maestar or Fiang Yelik?
Ah, well, they still call me Fiang Yelik. The kingdom of the Northeast, of which the elves are not a part, they have their own separate societal structure, whereby they follow their own rules and their own rules of language. Mm-hmm. Oh, but fear not, for my voice is fine. I'm not really dying. I've just been pretending to be dying for, I don't know, a couple of hours now?
Yeah, we know. It's been
weeks.
It's been more than hours.
It's been weeks?
Usador, I have a question. A couple weeks ago, your best friend, Aprel Fuels, the gnome, was here, and he referred to you as the name the gnomes know you as, Dick Bisk. And it reminded me, no one really says any of your names anymore. Is, like, your power waning?
Excuse me?
I mean, or everyone calls you Usador, but I feel like...
Yeah, is your power waning or is it Garthing?
Schwing?
Well, I think... my power is better than ever. Why, I defeated that Dr. Evil, so I think I'm doing great. Now, what I would say is, my voice is fine. I'm going to be doing fine. My names, yea, though I am called by many names across the land, all do know me as Usador. It is the universal name.
Okay.
Arnie, I liked how he said my names. Yay. Just kind of a fun, just kind of giving himself a little pep talk along the way, you know? I like that about you, Usador.
Me too.
Oh, but everyone at the bar should know I'm still dying. How was that? You think they bought it?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good.
I feel like the people in the tavern have stopped paying attention to you dying. Like, some of them might think you're already dead. Like, they're just sort of, like, blocking you out a little bit.
Yeah, one guy at the bar said, the wizard doth protest too much.
Ah, then I've done it. I fooled them already. Even though I have not completely faked my death, they already believe me to be dead. Why, they'll be doubly shocked to find out I die in probably a couple more hours.
Well, we'll see. Usador, do you think you have at least one more episode of the podcast in you before you die?
I suppose that I will have to try to participate in yet one last episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern. I think they bought it.
And Chunt, do you feel like you have at least one more episode in you before you head off on your quest to find Eggy Baby?
Absolutely. And hey, Arnie, don't worry. When I head out on a quest to find my child, I'll take all your equipment with me so I can document.
Documate?
So I can document, which means to mate while documenting it.
Oh.
Here's the thing. And we've been over this, Chunt. Stop taking my equipment and recording you documenting. And then you just leave it on my desktop, and I'm like, what is this audio?
We'll see.
And it's always labeled, please listen immediately, and I don't want to hear that.
Oh, I fucked all those gorillas in the mist. It was, oh, beautiful. We couldn't tell whose paw was whose.
Let's kind of get ourselves together. I have a guest for this episode, and he seems kind of important. I'd like to introduce Clocus, who I believe is a representative of a nearby royal court.
Yes. What I meant was yes.
Clocus, would you mind if we just ask you a few questions about yourself?
Yeah, sorry, I'm a little frazzled. I had to carry a body 2 miles.
2 miles
today.
Oh my.
Yeah. Well, wow. It wasn't in one piece. It was multiple trips. It was.
Oh.
Arnie, who the fuck is this?
I don't know. I guess I should have some pre-show questions, like, have you been carrying body parts or something like that?
Pre-show questions can still get you pregnant.
Yeah, yes and no, I guess is the answer there. I do carry body parts often, and also this line of questioning makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
May I inquire then, and if this line of questioning also makes you uncomfortable, please let me know, are you some sort of murderer?
I am a forensic inquisitor.
What?
I know you probably haven't heard that term before. It's kind of a new science. Are you guys familiar with the idea of crime insofar that you perpetrate an offense against another individual and then you are arrested?
Sure.
With science and facts.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, we definitely know what crimes are, and we definitely know how to tell someone's guilty using our logic and our magic to look directly into their souls.
Or sometimes you'll have people, like, fight to decide whether they're innocent or guilty.
Right.
Actually, while I'm here, do you mind if I mark this off my checklist here? Did any of you three kill King Johann III at the castle down the road? I have to ask. I do.
Oh.
Checklist, Arnie, that's a bingo card.
I'll take all of you not saying no at the same time to be a soft yes.
Oh, no, I was just so shocked to learn of the death of King Johann, a wonderful royal in his own right. Oh, what a sad day this is. Lo, how I lament it.
I can show him to you if you want to see him.
Well, should we give him a proper burial? Return him to his family?
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you being serious or are you being sarcastic?
God, I don't even know anymore. That's the worst part. I can show you his arms. I have those are actually outside if you want to see just his arms.
All right, field trip. Careful, watch your step. These chairs are a little tall.
Whoa.
Sorry you passed, Usador. What a healthy-looking ghost.
All right, so if you see his arms here, you'll notice the peculiar 317 knife slashes.
Oh.
And I think that might have been what killed him.
Seems like a clue.
Arnie, look how thick his biceps are. Two tickets to the crossbow show, am I right?
Yeah, snow's out, crossbow's out.
How can you be certain it's King Johann? Did you speak to his ghost?
Oh, I do have, is the word phallus? I have his phallus and his head and ears. The ears are separate from the head. Yes.
Those are the distinguishing, like, first I recognize that phallus. And then I also have his head.
That was how his wife identified him, yes.
Look, I have his phallus. Is this thing on? Testing, testing.
John, put that down. That's evidence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, should I try to summon his ghost, or perhaps cast a spell to draw us out his murderer? Or how can I help you with your investigation?
Usador, I think this guy's really into his way of solving this. Like, I don't.
Oh,
I'm into this. Like, science is great, but in a world where magic exists, just throw it in the trash. Like, it's worth nothing. So yeah, please solve this with magic, and that would be easier, though I can train you guys how to solve with the forensic sciences if you'd like to learn the three Fs.
I mean, it might be fun to get into some forensic science.
Three
Fs. I mean, I know there's a new technology. It's called DNA technology. A friend told me about that. It got him off scot-free. It's called DNA. It stands for don't narc, asshole.
Yes.
And what it is you tell the constables nothing, and then they're kind of fucked. Cloaca, you were saying that the three Fs?
Yeah. Did you just call me Cloaca?
I believe it's Clocus.
Clocus. Yes. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Use your Cloaca to say Clocus. The three
Fs. Clocus, is that short for any?
Excuse me, a forensic inquisitor is talking.
Okay, yeah,
The first one is find. Mm. You got to find the evidence.
Okay.
And then you got to fixate on the evidence. Mm. And then you got to do a forensics. Okay. On the evidence. That's the three Fs.
Okay.
Do a forensics. So it's like a dance move?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it can be. I have seen dance used in the uncovering of murderers.
Well, I am going to die soon, so perhaps Arnold and Chunt.
You keep saying that.
What?
I heard a thing or two about this guy that's pretending to die in this
pretending.
Their words, not mine.
I have to talk to somebody.
Usador, be careful. This guy is a forensics inquisitor. Like, he might be able to sniff out that you're trying to fake your own death. You're coming off a little guilty.
Well, we have to learn his secrets then. Let's learn the science of forensics.
Well, the first rule, and I like to to write this on the ground, you know, so the kids can engage in the sciences. But I always say, science and reason trump all but magic, which will whoop your ass. That's what we always say in the forensic field. Science will come for you.
Oh, he wrote it in the dirt, and here come the kids.
Get out of here. Where did this come from?
They love when you write something in the dirt. They're just desperate for...
It's like they were waiting for it.
Hey, put that arm down.
That kid was carrying that arm in his mouth. He was playing it like a little lute.
That's a king.
Sorry, but get out of here. Scram. You all be dead soon. Sorry about that. Sorry, Focus. Sorry about that.
No, yeah. I mean, we try to keep it professional. Generally, don't let the children play with pieces of other people.
So the first step you taught us was find. Where did you find the body of the king?
I wrote this down. If you take this road up here about four miles down, you'll come to the Gooseberry Goose Sanctuary. It's a goose sanctuary. Though all of their geese are perished.
They've all been put down.
Yeah, they actually ate some of the other body parts and were therefore poisoned by the poison that poisoned the king before he was chopped
up. So he was stabbed 317 times and poisoned?
Yeah, some of the stabs removed body parts, so I don't know how to say lacerate versus a stab. Okay. We're still engineering.
The person we're looking for may be bad at murder. It took them a lot of stabs and poison.
It did feel personal. I think that is a way to look at it, is someone was emotionally invested in chopping this person up and feeding him to geese.
Yeah, once you pass the 200 stab threshold, I feel like you're really trying to, like, send a personal message.
That's one of my favorite sayings.
Clocus, can I ask, when all the geese died, do we know what happened to the ganders?
Oh, shoot. I didn't even look. I didn't even ask.
Because typically what's bad for the geese is bad for the ganders.
Do you know how to do a gander call?
Yeah. Let me warm up the old vocal pipes. Actually, let me just shapeshift my head into a gander, or a goose, actually. Let's turn into goose.
Hey, ladies! Ladies, hey!
Oh, no. Goose.
Oh, shoot. I believe that if this person had a personal vendetta against King Johan, then we must learn about who some of his compatriots and enemies were to see if one of them was bearing a grudge or some jealousy.
Compatriots.
I do have a theory here, because two of my first arrests with the Forensic Inquisitor Guild, one was just a guy who killed another guy, but one guy who called himself the Filaterator, because I guess he just filleted people.
Filleter. Oh, okay. I was going to say, where's this guy? Hey, murder me. Filet now or filet later?
This is serious. No, this man has killed 400 people, I think.
I'm sorry. I've met a cunnilingus crocodile, but never filet a gator.
This is serious, Chunt. What are you doing?
I'm going through something personal, and I'm upset, okay? My egg was possibly cracked. I was sent a piece of its shell, and I'm using cum puns as a way to deflect, okay? I'm using blue humor as a way to... feel better about myself. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And yet Clocus is here and offering you this opportunity. He's saying, come and knock on my door. Walk through that door of science.
Okay. You're right. I can use a lot of this on the road when I go look for Eggy Baby. Three Fs. Find, fixate, and do a forensics. Okay, I'm sorry. Clocus, please continue.
I don't remember where I am. I do have other helpful acronyms that might help you.
Please.
This is one I came up with myself. We use it at the Bureau. The acronym is MURDER, which stands for use your mind, uncover the truth, use your reason, maintain your dignity, don't be Epicurus, and enjoy ranch dressing.
Oh, that's so helpful.
Yeah, right?
I really like that sometimes the letter is the first word in it, and sometimes the letter is like the third word in a sentence. It's just really...
Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, because if it was always the first letter, I think it would have been Mudy. And that's not as good as murder.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you remember Mind, Uncover, Reason, Dignity, Epicurus Ranch.
Oh.
That's all six. That's murder. That's really good. The mnemonic device.
So you always use this mnemonic device at the bureau. Do you also do it in front of other furniture? Like, do you do it like in front of the dresser?
The nightstand.
Are you asking me if I use acronyms with my nightstand?
I think he was asking about the bureau. You sort of brushed past the bureau and we wanted to know more about it.
Well, it's mostly just me. There were two other people, but they were also murdered, and those are unsolved.
Can I ask? I don't know how long you've been doing this.
5 years.
5 years. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes, sir.
Great. So you must have solved a lot of murders in that time, or at least
I've solved two. I arrested two humans, and I arrested a cave troll, though the cave troll did escape. So just the two then, probably.
It's hard to arrest a cave troll. They're rather large.
Yes.
You have to have a pair of binders that would fit around their wrists, and you have to have a cart that you can lower their head into.
Yes.
And then you have to have a cage or a jail cell large enough to hold them. That's a lot of overhead.
We just tried to cram them in there. Did not enjoy that one.
Oh, and is cram a mnemonic device?
Yes. It stands for Clocus. Mm-hmm. Is right. All right, man.
Okay. Makes sense.
Wow. So it really was. You know, you do have to. I do want to say you have to be careful. You guys remember Johnny? We had this friend named Johnny who did a lot of mnemonic devices, and now he's dead.
Yeah.
And by dead, true. I mean doing extremely a-okay, dude. Okay. Clocus, can I ask how many of your mnemonic devices involve your own name? Like, you have to remind yourself, Clocus, solve investigation, CSI.
Is anyone going to hear this conversation? Because more than I'd like to admit, honestly. Okay. I do have trouble remembering basic things. Mm. I see a dead body that's just eviscerated everywhere, and just right out the window, forget who I am. Mm.
I didn't want to say anything, but your pants are on your top and your shirt's on your bottom. So,
yeah,
it does look like you have a little bit of... You focus so hardcore on solving murders that you forget simple tasks because you're such a genius.
I like to think I have a lot of good information that could grow this bureau, this guild, over, you know, multiple years. I do have concerns that I'm wasting my time trying to arrest dragons cannot be arrested. They will not go quietly.
No, they'll devour you or set you aflame or just fly away. Honestly, there's so many ways for them to just get out of it.
Or just sit there and be like, no, I'm not, like, trying to move me.
Clocus, may I admit something to you?
Yes.
You were on to something before. I am trying to fake my own death. But relax, gentlemen. I think perhaps what you need is someone by your side. Since you're such an eccentric, genius crime solver, what if I tailed you, and as a veteran of the terrible wars I've been through here in this world, I begin to document your adventures? And we could come up with a good fake name for me, like Dr. Juan Johnson.
Dr. Juan Johnson.
Or what about Daggerus?
Daggerus? Ooh, that's fun, too.
I would warn you, it might get a little lonely out on the road, but I think we will come across so many murderers that you could blame for your fake death. You might be able to work this out.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let me think of this, ponder it for a while longer, while we take a break.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying yeah.
I snapped one of the arms. Is that what you meant?
That's evidence.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In our next season, I'm telling the story of four American rock climbers who were kidnapped by rebel militants in the remote mountains of Kyrgyzstan. The group was taken at gunpoint and forced to hike through brutal terrain under the cover of night to avoid detection by the Kyrgyz army. With little to no food or water provided by their captors, the young climbing team had to struggle through severe dehydration and hunger. Finally, they realized they would have to fight for their lives to escape. It's a thrilling story of survival in the face of violence and terror, and doing whatever it takes to make it home alive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen. And ultimately, you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
All right, this is exciting. We've segued to the Gooseberry Goose Sanctuary? Is that what this place is called?
Gooseberry Goose Sanctuary, yes.
A.K.A. the scene of the crime. Ooh. So, Clocus, can you sort of point to where you found the body? Was it all together, or did you have to collect the pieces?
If you look out amongst this half mile of goose viscera,
yeah,
sort of cobbled in there were pieces of the body, though I have moved them. If you look over on the left there, that's what's left of the king. That's his dong. That's his head. Mm-hmm. And those are his ears.
Huh. Watching Clocus walk through the goose viscera, I, Juan Jotson, knew that there had never been a greater, more brilliant investigator in all of Foon. Oh, lo, how the forces of evil should fear his inquisitory powers. Sorry, just taking some notes.
Peculiar.
Oh, what?
If you notice, one of his ears has a goose bite in it.
Oh.
No, that the goose just got hungry, and then that goose also died. So never mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm crossing that one off real quick. Not the goose.
Carved in one of the dead goose, it says, "I gave you all the clues. Hello, Mr. Inquisitor." Wait, guys, I'm not an expert. Could that be a clue?
That handwriting is so interesting.
Yeah.
Peculiar.
As Clocus said, peculiar, I knew there had never been a more brilliant investigator in all of Foon. Sorry, just taking some notes.
I think the thing that killed the geese and the thing that killed the king was the same thing. That's why they're all exploded.
Yeah, now all we have to do is find the thing and what it is, and well, this whole case is solved.
Weird wizard man, what is a spell that could eviscerate both geese and king?
Let's see. There's Goosplodia, but that would only work on a goose.
Yeah, that would just work on the goose.
Let's see. There's,
is there any just like blanket evisceration spell, or are they really like tightly subcategorized? Great. Now I'm thirsty for a tall glass of Goosplodia. Thanks a lot, Usador.
There's Royal Blammo. I don't think that would work on the geese, though.
Can we hold? Can you do a Royal Blammo on that tree over there?
Oh, sure. Watch out, Chunt. You were once royalty. I don't want you to get caught in the crossfire.
Oh, yeah, let me get behind you.
Royal Limo! The tree seems fine.
Yeah, well, some of the leaves fell off. That probably not powerful enough, though, no.
Wait, did you say Royal Blammo?
Yeah, the spell that blows up royal people, clearly.
I was going to say, I saw about 2 miles down the road there, it looks like a king-sized bed leapt into the sky and exploded.
Gentlemen, I think I've discovered it. Have you heard the spell 8 billion knives?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the spell that launches 8 billion knives.
Whoa.
Right.
That's a lot of knives.
Exactly. That could affect geese and king alike. Both are susceptible to knives. I've uncovered it.
Oh, what a genius. Ne'er would it have occurred to me. I was sitting here thinking, could it be 6 billion knives? Could it be 7 billion knives? That would be enough.
I thought it was one knife several times.
So I think to solve this crime, my friends, we must discover which people in the king's royal court. I don't know why I'm suddenly English. I just get very into it.
You're in your detective mode, which means your senses are heightened, which means your voice is heightened. It makes total sense to me.
And you just said witch people. There are a lot of witches in this general area.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
How many witches work in the castle? The witch that works in the castle is our culprit. I am sure of it.
Well, yes, there's a castle witch at Castle Hawkspire, but I believe her to be a good witch. And I know that many years ago she had a love affair with the king, but surely she's not holding any grudges against him.
Well, that seems like a key piece of evidence.
Yeah.
Would you describe their breakup as, let me just, messy?
Oh, and messy. Okay, that's an acronym.
Yeah, what does that stand for, Clocus?
Messy, that stands for mind everything so you're sure and sassy yourself.
Oh,
yeah, that's
very good.
Helpful. So
yeah,
helpful.
Exactly, right? It does sound like what also would be messy is 8 billion knives hitting a field of geese and the king who was just trying to feed them.
8 billion knives can't be wrong. Oh, boy.
Can we take a moment to talk about how I appreciate that King Johann fed his own geese? I think that was nice.
A lot
of kings would have someone else do that. He just wanted to, like, you know, give back. I mean,
Usador, don't be naive. Do you think I feel like he was just out here throwing a little bread out. Do you think that king really fed all these geese? There are so many geese here.
Well, I don't know that he fed all of them, but he liked to get his hands dirty. He liked to, you know, get to know the regular folk.
Oh, no, I just discovered something. Clocus, I don't know if this is something, but follow me.
Okay.
The king was feeding the geese.
Yes.
Geese eat bread.
Yes.
What rhymes with bread?
Dead. Whoa! Same time. Same time. Getting goosebumps.
I got goosebumps. It's all coming together.
I am so good at this. Together.
And Sebastian the baker, he had a love affair with the king many years ago, and they also had a very acrimonious breakup. So perhaps the bread is what made them dead, although it seems like it was 8 billion knives. There are so many suspects. How do you do it, Clocus?
Oh, and goosebumps leads me to think it could be R.L. Stein's monster.
I briefly considered that.
Who's R.L. Stein?
R.L. Stein, the really large Stein. You know, Arnie, like a chalice or a cup, a stein? Mm-hmm. There's that really large stein who created a smaller version of itself. He calls it its monster. And it goes around terrorizing villages.
I always think of that monster as R.L. Stein, but that's R.L. Stein's monster.
Yes. Oh, common mistake. Common mistake.
That giant stein is like a scientist?
He's a steinentist. There's a difference. You know, a lot of steins have funny names these days.
What are we talking about?
You sort of wouldn't understand.
Okay, just to bring us back on track real quick.
Yes, we have two suspects.
The castle witch.
Yeah.
And the bread boy.
And I suppose that, you know, at Castle Hawkspire, one of the elementary courses is to learn 8 billion knives. That is one of the earliest magic spells taught to everyone in the castle. Oh.
Something on his scroll seems to really have his attention.
It wasn't 8 billion knives. It was 4 billion knives twice. The witch and the bread boy did it.
Both of them. Wow, Usador, Cloak has discovered that right when you said elementary.
Elementary. Wonderful. Maybe that should be my new catchphrase.
Try grade school.
Grade school, my dear Clocus.
Nah, I think it's elementary. Let's take another quick break and let's figure out who we're going to go arrest.
Oh, I do need a rest.
Hey, everybody. We have some exciting news that we want to share. If you want to go on an adventure with Generation Y, we'd love for you to join us. January 26th through the 30th, 2026, we'll be sailing from Miami to the Bahamas on Wondery's first ever true crime cruise aboard the Norwegian Joy. Aaron and I will be there to chat, hang out, dive into all things true crime, and we're thrilled to be joined by some familiar voices in the true crime podcasting world. Serti and Hannah from Red Handed, Sashi and Sarah from Scamfluencers, and Carl Miller from Kill List. Super excited to hang out with them too. We got some cool activities, interactive mysteries we can solve, testing our forensic skills with a blood spatter expert, and so much more. So for some sun, fun, and just the right amount of mystery solving, come join us.
Ready to jump on this seriously epic adventure? Book your cabin right now at exhibitccruise.com.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend and have a real conversation. And I don't mean just friends. I mean the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox. The list goes on. And now I have my own YouTube channel. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch full episodes on YouTube, and you can listen to Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery. And where are my headphones? Because it's time to get into it. Holla at your girl!
All right, well, before we wrap up this case, I think, does anybody want a round of drinks on me?
Yes.
Clocus, what are you drinking? Well, he wants a round on you.
Do you have goose juice?
Goose?
Sorry, all this talk of geese got me really in the mood for goose juice.
After all that goose viscera that we were wading through, you want goose juice?
Yeah, I have problems.
Okay. Goose juice.
Yeah, I'll have a goose juice. Chunt?
Can I get a... I really shouldn't. Can I get a little stein of gooseplosia? Oh, you know what that's going to do to your stomach. I don't care, Arnie. It's worth it. Also, Arnie, hey, buddy, real quick.
Yeah.
Under the table. Meet me under the table.
Okay.
Oh, God, this is some... Well, actually, this is a tall table, so I can just walk under here.
What is it, bud?
I didn't want to say anything, but I think I might have cracked the case. The king was killed amongst a field of goose. What do goose do? What sound do they make?
Honk?
Yes. Who's an assassin that we know?
Honk the assassin?
Yeah, could it have been him?
It's certainly possible.
Okay, I don't want to say anything because he's our friend?
You know, he's like our one-hour friend.
A friend for now. He's a friend for now.
Yeah.
Let's frame someone else then.
Ah!
I've been down here the whole time.
Usidar, you really blend in with the wood.
Yeah. I'm going back up.
All right, Arnie, I'll meet you back.
I'll go get the drinks.
So, Clocus, walk us through your list of suspects again. There's a witch and a bread boy?
We have the castle witch.
Castle witch.
Who had a relationship with King Johann III. We have the local bread boy, the breadsman, also had a relationship with King Johann III. Mm. And what's this? I had a relationship with King Johann III.
What the fuck? You just read that in your notebook or you just remembered?
Both, none. Both and none.
You did mention earlier you've been having some blackout periods, I believe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Where is my goose juice?
Sorry, I gotta spank myself up here. All right, goose juice Goose juice for you.
Thank you.
A goose placebo for you, Chunt. Goose placebo, Arnie.
That's just water that's made to look like Gooseplosia.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right,
and
I'll be back.
And then I drink it, and then I think it's working, but it's not. That's a Gloocebo.
Okay. Now that I'm all ready to go on the goose juice, I just wanted to say that, yeah, maybe sometimes I hang out with the king, and we do kissy stuff sometimes. Whatever.
This guy's fucking wasted, and all he did was sniff his cup.
That was so fast.
I'm a lightweight, okay? I'm a cop. Leave me alone.
No one's shaming you here. I just know that if you did do this horrible deed, we don't want to frame anyone else, but if you worked in cahoots with them, perhaps we can help rehabilitate you in some way.
Well, hang on, though. I just wrote a note in my notebook that says, I don't know the spell 8 billion knives.
Oh.
Therefore, I could not have been the murderer of both the geese and the king, though I don't know if I'm off the hook for the king yet.
Except you said it wasn't the spell 8 billion knives. It was the spell 4 billion knives
twice.
Do
yeah, look
you know the
notes.
Spell
yeah.
4 billion knives?
How do I not answer a question?
Well, I usually change the subject.
I do know 4 billion knives, yes.
Wait a second. I feel like King Johann III had some kind of romantic entanglement with lots and lots of people in this general area. I feel like I kept hearing about that. Like, is it possible that this is one of those situations where there were several billion people each with one knife?
Let's see. Holy. The population of Castle Hawkspire is about, I'd say 11 billion people. And you have to assume that some percentage of those are children or elderly people or people
sure,
who
sure,
just,
sure, sure.
Yeah. Or just like people who don't have access to knives.
They aren't sexually attracted to kings, that sort of
Wait,
thing.
Wait, I've done the math. If you factor for 3 billion children being absolutely shit at throwing knives, that would have created that scene of both the geese and the king. I think we all killed the king.
That solves it then. And in that way, when you really think about it, it's really just an election. A lot of people cast their vote against that king.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they said, no thanks, get the hell out.
I was going to say it's more of a murder on the Gooseberry Express kind of thing, but it is kind of an election.
I mean, generally an election, you would say, well, this is the person we want to be the king, versus like, well, let's just kill the current guy. Because now there's a power vacuum.
Yes.
Well, I think the people have spoken, and if they all were willing to kill the king, even the children, even with their terrible aim,
yeah.
I mean, that's the saddest part of all. I think that the children wanted to murder the king, but just were bad at it.
Have you ever walked into a kid's bathroom? It is
what
awful. They have terrible
aim. Wait, what? What are you talking about?
You walk into a kid's bathroom. They have terrible aim.
John, stop walking into children's bathrooms.
Yeah.
No. Hold on. You got it all wrong.
John, we're recording.
I meant when I was a child.
Ah. Oh, yes. Yes, you had terrible aim as a child. I remember that.
Well, Colocus, I've got to say, I'm pretty impressed. When you came in here, you had only solved 2 cases, and now
3.
Yeah, or if you count it by people, like
he's
billions.
Doing a dance.
Wow, Glocus is dancing.
He's doing,
like
oh,
crazy.
He's doing a forensic.
Oh yeah, do a forensic.
Yes, but I do think Arnie was going to give you, since you solved the crime and there were so many perpetrators, I think he was willing to give you the full 8 billion.
Yeah.
So that would be 8 billion and 2 you've solved.
Yeah, that is a lot of paperwork. Mm-hmm. Did not think through that one.
Yeah.
Do you guys mind doing 2 billion arrest reports each? Would help.
I'll just use the spell 8 billion arrest reports.
Oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that?
Yes. Well, hold on, I want to do one.
Stupid.
And once again, magic saves the day.
Excelsior!
You know, on my world, we have thousands of hours of stories that are sort of similar, like about similar investigations. And I've watched about 2 or 3 hours of those. And this had a lot less semen analysis than there usually is in this kind of a case.
What? Why, it's nowhere near the ocean.
Wait, time out. Are you ignoring 8 billion cups of geese semen? That we found at the crime.
Hold on. That's what was in those cups?
Hold on, did we have any timeouts left?
Wait a second.
I think we may have just lost the case.
Wait, hold on. Look, guys, you all ordered goose juice.
Oh, well, that was a mistake.
I mean, I knew.
Well, whether we drank goose semen or not in this episode, I think we can all agree that justice has been served.
Hurrah!
You know, that might be the perfect segue to an email. You know, listeners, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or if you join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern, you can also ask us questions there. Here's one. Dear Arnie Chunt and the late Usador, I was saddened to hear about Usador's second untimely, totally real and not at all fake death. I would have gone to visit his deathbed, but I'm stuck on shitty old Earth. Also, Arnie and Chunt, please stop stalling for time by engaging with every random termite or paladin you happen to run into. There's a reason we're taught not to speak to strangers, and it's because they bloat podcast running time. Don't die, Holly. P.S. If Genlevia seriously didn't turn up, then I think you need to accept that it's over for good, Yussi. Whoa, Holly dropping a bomb with that P.S.
How dare you suggest such a thing? Genlevia the Red is the most perfect, wonderful, sparkling diamond in the sky, and ne'er shall I speak an ill word of her. But I am a little pissed she didn't show up.
Wait, P.S. might be an acronym for preposterous shit. So anything said after P.S. is just like a joke. It's just preposterous.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
But in all sincerity, Genlevia is terrible for you.
Look, I love Genlevia. I just don't love her for you.
Okay.
Is she a huge get? Yes. Of course we're going to keep having her on.
Sure.
But I don't know if you two should be in a relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll think about that, I suppose. Although it doesn't matter, since soon I'll be dead. The thing I really fixated on in that letter is that we were told not to speak to strangers, even though that's the entire premise of this show.
That's the entire premise of the show. Well, speaking of speaking to strangers, Clocus, I gotta know, how are the king's kisses?
The king's kisses?
He's checking his notes.
No, I do have a couple pages on his luscious lips. Hang on. I called him Brian. Is that weird?
Huh. No, I think to call him King would be weird.
King Brian. That's what we always... Well, God, what's the best way to say this? He kissed like a coyote.
Oh. So you guys were making out and then a big anvil fell on his head?
Sometimes he bit me.
I've got another real quick email here. Let's see here. This one, the subject line, what listeners do while listening. Howdy, assholes.
How dare you.
I like to listen while I have my morning coffee and get stoned so I can handle living in rural America. A big hot hunk of love, signed the Master Bong Ripper.
Hear, hear.
Damn, unbelievable that someone would have coffee, casually walk outside, and then be stoned for their sins. That's that's a badass.
Rural America, it's tough. It's
tough. And every morning, too. Was there a question in there?
No, they just wanted us to know that.
Now we do.
Thank you for your email, Master Bong Ripa.
Yes, thank you. And keep listening.
I wonder if they're related to Kelly Ripa.
So the king kissed like a coyote. So he would also, like, paint what looked like a bed on the side of a rock, and then you would slam into it?
Yes, and he would yell, ow! Like, right after.
You know, I'm sad he's gone. I never met him, but...
I'm kind of indifferent. Like, we had our time, but it's over. It's over. Jeez. I mean, obviously it's over because he exploded with a bunch of geese, but...
Right.
Yeah. Well, Clocus, what's next for you?
Well, I'll head back to the bureau with a third case solved. Take that, my boss.
You have a boss?
Okay, so this might complicate our entire conversation. My boss was King Johann the third. I worked for him. Oh, should I have led with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were also dating. Yeah, this, I don't look good right now, do I?
Yeah.
I look real bad.
That's bad on him more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was abusing his power. I was just there.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not, yeah, it's just a power dynamic's not great in that situation. Ugh, yeah.
I don't mind he's dead. Sorry, I said it out loud. I don't care.
Also, I think you were one of the murderers, right? Like, we're kind of glossing over
one
that.
Of 8 billion.
That is
I mean,
true.
When there's like 300,000 kids in there throwing knives, like, yeah, maybe my knife hit him, maybe it didn't. Who knows?
Yeah.
I probably just struck a goose.
Yeah.
You didn't have to lead with the fact that Johan was your boss, but we should, if we're going to be respectful, we should bury the lead. So I'll grab the phallus here in this arm.
Ugh. Classic chunt.
Hey, I don't come to where you are and knock the phallus out of your hand.
You did that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You sir was masturbating. Sorry about
that.
You
did that today in the field when I showed you the king's phallus.
Yeah,
you slapped it right out of his hand.
Yeah, when don't you smack a phallus?
Sorry, I just grew up in an area where we played a game called Phallus Slap. I'm sorry.
Ow.
Well, you know what? He was murdered and he's gone, but I guess one last drink to King Johan III. Raise your goose juice in the air.
He was loathed by billions, but loved by geese.
Down the hatch, you old snatch.
Go.
Ah,
delicious.
And on that note, Clocus had solved yet another crime, and I, Watt Jotson, knew that he was the greatest and most brilliant investigator of them all. And though he would ne'er speak of it, I know oft when he looked at that portrait of King Johan, he dreamt of the way King Johan's lips were soft like butter and sweet like wine, even though sometimes he got bit.
Crime, of course, that stands for Clocus, really impressive murder investigator Smogel.
Another night fiddling with the metadata settings so people searching for children's bathrooms don't wind up on our doorstep. When Sondheim said art isn't easy, this is what he meant. And now a list of all the people involved with today's broadcast so you can do all your blocking on social media at once. Wizard's Choice Award nominee User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Clocus the Forensic Inquisitor was played by special guest Mikey Newman. Check out Mikey's funny and insightful film criticism video series, Movies with Mikey, on the FilmJoy YouTube channel. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. And, big news, all of Offices and Bosses Season 2 is now available on the Patreon, along with the usual twice-a-month bonus episodes, ad-free versions of the regular show, and more. If Offices and Bosses is the thing that finally tips you over into wanting to support the show, get more info at patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is slapped together, produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
So is it your thing or is it Arnie's thing? It's, I guess it's Poirot versus Wade.
Yeah.
We can cut that out.
Imagine this. You help your little brother land a great job abroad. But when he arrives, the job doesn't exist. Instead, he's trapped in a heavily guarded compound, forced to sit at a computer and scam innocent victims, all while armed guards stand by with shoot-to-kill orders. Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion dollar criminal empire operating in plain sight. Told through one family's harrowing account of sleepless nights, desperate phone calls, and dangerous rescue attempts, Scam Factory reveals a brutal truth. The only way out is to scam their way out. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Scam Factory early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.